It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, according to a new survey. And Carla, I want to know if this bothers you. One out of three people say they let their pets stay in the room when, how do I put this?
When they're having the sexy time?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there in the bedroom. More than half of dog owners, two-thirds of cat owners, let their pets sleep in their bed.
Just going to say I've been there, Mike.
Have you been there?
Yes, with the person that, you know what? You work around. You work around.
You do what you have to do.
Exactly.
See, me being allergic doesn't take much.
No, you're right. No, we're done.
Yep.
We're done.
That was my effort. An elementary school student in Texas recently wrote a letter to the cops to thank them for pulling her mom over.
Oh.
With the last day of school and everything. I thought I'd read this story.
Yeah.
Why, you ask? Well, she felt it was a good way to get revenge on her mom for taking her phone away and bragging about being a good driver.
Okay.
That's what the daughter did.
All righty. Okay. Well, guess what? Yeah, exactly. You know what? Guess who's grounded for the rest of summer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, are you going to sleep in this Saturday? Because it could save your life. A new study out of Sweden looked at more than 38,000 people's sleep habits. They found that people who slept in on the weekends, they are less likely to die young.
Oh.
Now, they say it's a tentative conclusion, not a fact that it'll keep you alive sleeping in on the weekends. But, you know, it's not a big sacrifice to give it a shot, is it? I think I'll try this on the weekend.
All you have to do is lay there,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Perfect.
And, Mike, on the flip side of your story, Trisha Connor, Santa Fe, Texas, she made her 11-year-old daughter pick up trash on the side of the road while wearing a sign that read, "I have an attitude and I'm disrespectful." She said her daughter is a straight-A student, perfect attendance. Her only problem is she has a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very ungrateful after receiving an invite to visit Dave and Buster's with some friends.
Oh.
So she said, "I'm not trying to publicly shame her. I'm just trying to teach her a lesson."
But you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Picking up trash, that's a good thing.
That's a good
right?
thing. I just don't know if wearing the sign really works.
Yeah, I bet it does. I don't know. It might. It might. I know. You know what? Whatever. Tough love. Come on. Get over it. Pick up the trash and shut up. Go to Dave and Buster's. How about that, Trisha? Huh?
What a tough life.
Yeah, that's right. Buck up, would you?
Shut up and go to Dave and Buster's.
Exactly. It is Thursday. That's your other news.